We are speaking with Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, about the decision by EPA regarding the use of higher blends of ethanol, up to 15% blended ethanol in a little bit older vehicles. Bob, tell us what the EPA decided today.
Well, EPA has decided to allow the use of E15 for 2001 and newer vehicles. And we think that that's certainly a step in the right direction, another step in the right direction.
And what is RFA's reaction to that?
Well, I think this decision greenlights the use of E15 for nearly 2 out of every 3 cars on the road today. And it further proves that ethanol is a safe and effective fuel choice for American drivers. You know, EPA continues to move in the right direction with respect to increasing ethanol blends. But I think it's important to remember the challenges do still remain. The RFA continues to urge EPA to extend the waiver for E15 use to all cars and pickup trucks. And while EPA's decision today is a sound one, it doesn't address the issues that still remain regarding a segmented marketplace and the introduction of a new fuel. The RFA is going to continue to work with EPA and other regulators to expand ethanol use even beyond E15. At the same time, we're going to continue our dialogue with lawmakers to develop and implement sound policies that provide the proper incentives to grow ethanol use across a variety of blending levels.
Do you anticipate that this may be as far as they're going to go at this point as 2001?
Well, EPA, when they issued the decision for 2007 and newer vehicles a few months ago, did seem to indicate that until they were able to see testing that is not yet underway for vehicles older than 2001, they weren't inclined to approve the use of E15 for those older vehicles. We have, the RFA has given EPA data and an engineering analysis that suggests that if you're approving E15 for use in a 2001 vehicle, there's just no reason not to approve it in an older vehicle as well. And we hope that EPA will reconsider that. But for the time being, it looks as though EPA is stopping it here.
And as far as this is concerned, we're still waiting on some kind of approval of a labeling at the pump. So even though this has been approved, it can't be used at this point, right?
That's right. There are still several other regulatory hurdles that need to be addressed. The health effects data needs to be finalized. There needs to be some state regulations that have to be addressed. Companies need to register this new fuel additive before it can be introduced into commerce. There needs to be some octane certification done. So there are still some other I's to dot and T's to cross, but make no mistake, that this is an important step in order to get this done, and many of those other steps really can't progress until this one is taken.
Any speculation on when we might see E15 at the pump then?
Well, I think in certain states where there aren't as many regulatory barriers, you might be begin to see E15 being sold commercially, I hate to speculate, but third or fourth quarter this year. I think you'll see it in 2011 on a limited basis, but clearly there are going to be some marketers that are going to want to give consumers this important choice.
And, of course, we've got people who are not happy with this decision, and we're going to hear from them today. What is your reaction to them, those people who think that E15 shouldn't be approved at all for any vehicles?
Well, I think the same folks that filed a lawsuit to stop the use of E15 in 2007 and newer vehicles will most certainly object to this ruling as well and may likely file yet more lawsuits. I don't think that they will be successful. I think that EPA is on solid legal and technical grounds, and this is just the flailing of stakeholders that are quite comfortable with the status quo.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.